Radio Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And it seems the holiday shopping season is underway in a big way. Just ask the Red Sox. They're on a $120 million shopping spree.
Or off-season binge, depending on how you look at it.
So this week, the team signed center fielder Shane Victorino.
3 years, $39 million.
Catcher Mike Napoli.
3 years, also $39 million.
Outfielder Johnny Gomes.
2 years, $10 million.
And don't forget catcher David Ross.
2 years, $6.2 million. And now I feel like we should have had that ka-ching sound effect going.
Well, joining us now, as he does on most Wednesdays, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
You're talking bargains today?
That's it. So, the new Red Sox are beginning to take shape. What do you think of the new lineup as it's beginning to emerge?
I'm put in the mind of something that Casey Stengel once said when he was rehired to manage, I think, by the Mets. He was about 104 at the time. You look at these players that you have mentioned. 10 years in the bigs, 7 years in the bigs, 9 years in the bigs. As Casey said, they ain't getting no maidens. So, now, how good these guys are going to be, nobody can tell. I mean, that's the beauty of the winter meetings. We can dream wonderful dreams about them all hitting 340 and stealing 65 bases. But
is this a case, though, of paying too much for past performance?
I think that the idea of paying too much went out the window long ago. nobody knows what's too much. One of my colleagues in the Only a Game office said $5 million a year is a bargain in today's baseball market. So, you know, who knows?
But, Bill, I've got to ask you, I mean, isn't this just more about getting, you know, performance and stats? Because I've got some tape of Sox manager John Farrell in Nashville yesterday, and he was talking to ESPN about the multiple reasons why he likes the new lineup.
So not only just with the ability to create more offense, but a definite intent to bring in guys that are proven team guys, guys of high character. And I know that's something that Ben and I have talked a lot about, extensively about.
So apparently high character is pretty expensive.
Yeah, high character is also very difficult to identify. This scares me to death. Because every time I identify somebody with high character, I open the paper the next day and find out he's been arrested.
And so does high character hit home runs? That's what I want to know.
Knock in runs, exactly. Wouldn't you rather have a bunch of really nasty guys who can hit well and pitch brilliantly?
But all of last season and the year before, people were complaining about the clubhouse atmosphere.
Yeah, and I think to a certain extent that complaining was certainly justified. But again, it's hard to say. It's very difficult to say, how a group of guys is going to work together. A lot of these guys have played for a lot of different teams, some of them for multiple teams within a year or two. So one hopes that there will be some sort of good, as they say in baseball, chemistry established early on.
All right, well, let's move on to football and the Patriots. They beat Miami 23-16 on Sunday. They won the AFC East for the eighth time in 9 years. Dan Shaughnessy and others say no big deal. But they are headed to the playoffs again, or maybe hobbling is a better word. Wide receiver Julian Edelman suffered a foot injury, and he's now one of several players on injured reserve. How does this team look going into the playoffs?
I thought Dan Shaughnessy was being unnecessarily cruel. He said they shouldn't have had little caps saying, we won again, conference champs. But caps are good. Football is a game in which injury has to be taken for granted. The Patriots have taken a little bit worse than average hit over the last little while. But one thing Bill Belichick has been able to do over the years is have lots of interchangeable parts pretty much ready to step in when necessary. And I don't really see any reason to think that this would be different. They've had injuries over the last few weeks. They lost Gronkowski, for goodness sake. Everybody was worried about that, and they haven't lost a game since. So I think they'll be fine.
Okay. I am going to take host prerogative and fast forward to the last subject in this conversation.
Please do.
Because we promised listeners at the top of the hour that we were going to talk about something special. The holiday season is upon us, and Bill, this weekend on Only a Game, you've got your annual holiday sports gift guide. And on that list, a rare import from this Icelandic artist.
My name is Eygló Guðnadóttir, and I make the beer mittens. It's easy to hold the beer when you have the beer mitten on and you don't get cold.
Beer mittens.
Yeah, beer mittens. Absolutely. Yeah. And she also makes sweaters, and I suggested that she should attach the beer mittens to the sweater so when you pull the sleeves of the sweater on, your hands go right into the beer mittens, no wasted motions. And boy, if she does that, I want a cut. I'm expecting a Christmas bonus from Iceland when this happens.
Well, you can hear more about Bill Beer Mittens with Bill Littlefield, who hosts NPR's only game every Saturday, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. You all can also hear him here every Wednesday with us at Radio Boston. Bill, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Anthony.
I think they're the perfect gift for Gillette Stadium Pat fans in January. Anyway, Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.